brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey there, and welcome to another suds segment where we say...
A lack of planning is a way of progress.
Wow.
Well, I was thinking more of give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. Mm-hmm. But, you know... Give a man a beer and you've got a friend for life. Yeah, no?
It depends on the beer.
If there was variety in it, you know, probably that would work.
Ooh, variety.
And then there's always that one thing that nobody wants.
Yeah. Mm. That's well, and we'll get more into that later.
More time with Mike.
Ooh.
What, no buzzer? I'm shocked, Dave. There you go. That's a nice. Rim shot right off the bat.
Okay, and one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, joining me at the table today is El Jefe.
I'm filled Mike. With a variety of, you know, people in my head today. So, yes, I am here once again, in spite of a long and illustrious line of people that have signed waivers in Canada to protest. Yes.
Banned once again.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good boy, Sparky. Nice to see you.
He bites.
It's great to be here, and I don't get to see my kids for a month, and I'm not wearing pants. Like, that's my new rule.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. No more pants.
So, you and Brent are going for the same, you know, you and Made Man Brent, you're going to go just completely pantsless.
All the way.
All the way, man. Yep. That's right. Yep. Okay.
When's the last time Brent wore pants, though?
2003, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Good old boy Dave. Hi.
Hello. Glad to be here.
No sound clips?
No, I don't care that much.
Oh, well, okay.
I would have to push a button.
I almost called Sparky spooky, but, you know, other than that, I am fully prepared for this episode.
Well, he could be later for you, but.
That's true.
It's true. Wow.
Hold my hand, spooky.
All right. You old smooth talker, you.
Oh, boy. And they'll be in that corner for the rest of the duration. Okay.
Kind of gross.
It is summertime.
Summertime.
And the
living is easy.
Yeah. And that means long jumping. Sunny days, backyard parties, hanging out at the lake or the pool.
Is that your girlfriend or she's ugly?
Or staying inside with the air conditioning, trying to avoid sunburn and mosquito bites. Whatever your flavor is. But for most people, it's those first things that I mentioned. So when you're going to the backyard barbecue, pool party, or just hanging out, you're going to need beer.
Now,
did she get hit by a 2x4 or kicked in the head by a horse?
Wow. She's got summer teeth. Some are there, some are missing. All right. Now, you can just grab a couple of six-packs of your favorite beer, and the people you're going to be with could either like it or lump it. You know, but if you actually want to be a good guest or host, you could offer up some choices.
Have an exit strategy.
You could buy countless 4 or 6 packs of different beers and spend $500, like I do for these.
No.
Or a third option, and one we've discussed in previous episodes, is the mixed variety pack that we all have grown to love.
Mm-hmm.
They can let you take a few beers that give everyone some options and might leave you with enough money to buy some food, too.
Mm.
Or drugs.
Hmm. Okay. Well, today we have 3 variety packs from 3 different breweries. Huh, see how that works? Mm. We're going to try beers, and we're going to discuss them, but we really want to focus on the pack as a whole. So, do they provide a good variety of flavors? Would they be good to take to a party or just to hang out with friends? Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us a lineup of these packs?
Okay, lots of reading here.
Lots of words.
The variety packs we'll be tasting and discussing today are... from the K. Spetzel Brewery and Distillery in Shiner, Texas. Got a Shiner in Texas once. The Shiner Sunday Funday Variety 12-pack.
Sunday Funday!
We have Prickly Pear Fruit Beer, the Light Blonde Ale, and the Odale Mexican
Odale!
Lager. I had to Google that, by the way. From Wiseacre Brewing Company in Memphis, Tennessee, the Lager Life Variety 12-pack, Tiny Bomb American Pilsner, Memphis Sands Helles Lager.
Helles, yes.
They got Sands in Memphis. Probably all the body parts are hidden. And then Arusu Rice Lager, which in Japanese means pretending to be out when someone calls.
I know here.
So that's like gaslighting, I guess. And then the Sky Dog Premium American Lager. Now, from Southern Tier Brewing Company in Lakewood, New York, the Overpacked IPA Variety 15-pack. See, so they don't do 12. They go just a little bit extra. Mm-hmm. We got the IPA. We got the 2X IPA. We got the New Haze Hazy Smooth IPA. We got the Juice Jolt Extra Juicy IPA. We got the Hoptomic Rush Tropical IPA. And after drinking all of these, if there's time, we might have a bonus.
I'm really disappointed. Y'all got an IPA variety pack, but you didn't pick up a Rausch beer variety pack. I mean, you guys really missed the
We were
the
tempted. We were so tempted.
Mm. Yeah. So yes. Let's do next one quick summary. So we got three variety packs. One is from Shiner. Uh-huh. The second is from Wiseacre. Yeah. And the third one is from
Southern Tier.
Mm-hmm. So we've got Deep South.
There we go.
Mid South and North South.
And each variety pack has very different beer, you know, in them. They're all, not all alike. So,
so
that's the way it needs to go.
Yeah, and I think part of this is going to be, would you take it to a party?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of party would you take it to? And how hard would you party when you got there?
Is that a challenge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could be. Okay. Well, thank you, good old boy Dave.
I also want Sparky to let us know at each beer, would he, could he shotgun it?
Oh. Ooh.
I can.
Have you accepted that challenge?
I'm ready.
I think the answer is going to be yes to all of them.
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
After the black cherry, I don't think we need to encourage him to do anything.
All right.
Good old boy. Plenty of room.
Good old boy Sparky, please give us the suds ratings for today.
I'm being told to do these in, wait a second, I'm just checking my notes here, in the voices of every Jewish grandmother I've ever known.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You know. All right.
Well, we'll be discussing these and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Juan, that sucks. What is that on your face? Is that a blemish? You're not taking care of your skin? 2. Was that a belch? You know, my dermatologist tells me if I have even one bit of mango, my hair will fall straight out.
That's true.
3. What a relief. Oh, you can't have a buffet at your wedding. That's so goyish. You gotta have a seated dinner. 4. A body really should not make that sound, and you're treating your body like an amusement park.
Like you need a ticket for that, you know?
5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another. And you never call enough. I don't even know you're alive half the time.
Yeah, your brother calls.
Oh, it's always. Your brother calls all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't. Oh, yeah.
I think that's every grandmother and not just...
Are you sure? Okay, fine. Okay, so I thought maybe we would start with the smallest and work our way up. So we're going to go with the Spetzel Brewery in Shiner.
The smallest variety pack.
Yes, the smallest variety pack, right. Which is 4.
Well, it's still 12 beers, yeah.
Right, right, right. So there are 3... styles, I guess, and then 4 of each, okay?
Ah, okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with the Light Blonde to get things rolling, okay? And this is a 99 calorie blonde beer.
Man, so crackery.
4.2% ABV.
So I think our plan was not to rate the beer, but we're rating the pack.
Yeah, we're just going to discuss each of the beers.
I'm just giving a brief discussion about each one before we taste it and go, meh, let's move on.
So the blonde is very blonde, very light. You know, there's not a whole lot going on for that.
It's kind of a crackery finish, biscuity at the end.
Yeah.
Nothing innocuous, right? It's what you're looking for.
It just kind of goes away.
It does.
Yeah.
I wish other people I knew would go away, but still here.
Stamps. What? No, that's third.
Okay. That's second. And then the second one is the Orale.
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 Oral?
It's O-R-A-L-E as opposed to O-D.
Orale.
But you say Orale.
Okay. So a Mexican-style cerveza. Brewed with agave, 4.5% ABV.
Is this a lager or?
It's a lager. It's a Mexican lager.
It's so it's like the last one, but sweeter.
It's definitely all of these are incredibly light, you know, for sure.
I mean, you could straight up take this to a pool party. Like,
oh, totally.
What I've had so far, any pool party or go to the lake or whatever.
It'd be good for a cookout too if you're just having some burgers and dogs or something like that.
Plus, if you got if you're not sure if this is a beer crowd that you're going into,
sure.
You know, at least for the Odelé or Orale or oral job or whatever it is, I feel like throwing
Sparky likes the Orale.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like this one you might need a little bit. I'd be
prickly pear lube.
Yeah.
No, squirt a little lime in
there. That'll get you done soon. But I feel like lime or salt would be good with this.
I was just going to say, make this into a little chilada, actually.
Okay, we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are investigating the summer party packs. And what we would take if we were invited to a party last minute.
Yeah, so I mentioned, you know, when you're trying to, you know, take a variety of beers, a lot of you're trying to match up with the audience, you know, that you're going to, you know, that event. And, you know, variety packs can be hit exactly what you're looking for. It can be a nightmare. You know, I mean, I've definitely done things very well and very poorly in picking a variety pack because you'll do that and then they'll put like, you know, two IPAs and two Imperial Stouts in there and then, you know, nobody touches the Imperial Stouts or, you know, vice versa.
I would love to see a variety pack with two IPAs and two Imperial Stouts.
That's what I was just saying. Like, these are all summer variety packs. I think it'd be freaking hilarious if you put one like, you know, 15% Imperial Stout, like guaranteed.
I think probably maybe in some of the early days of craft breweries, you know, when people were, you know, sticking with the, you know, the pub, you know, variety. It was
or just
like
jamming whatever they had available.
There was a Pilsner, was a wheat beer, there was a stout, you know, and they took those four beers.
We call this the untouchable variety pack because no one would buy this stuff.
But I almost think it's like the toy in the cereal box, right? If you had like this particular variety pack of all these light summery beers and then hidden in the corner, there's this one like it's you're like going to get
like
wasted.
A huge barley wine that the whole party has to share like 1 ounce pours of.
Well, and I think in this first flight, the thing that's kind of sticking out to me is definitely the prickly pear, you know, fruit ale, because I think most people, when they tend to think of, you know, when you have a fruit ale, it's going to be like super fruity, you know, and it's going to taste like, you know, a piece of, you know, red, you know, multi-striped gum or something like that, you know.
That's so, so I had a brewery that I was working with locally here, and they accidentally bought so much prickly pear. Like they went crazy. They made an order and they ended up getting 10 times what they thought they were going to get.
They didn't put the decimal point
in. They did not. And so there became this like never ending nightmare. They're like, hey, we just rolled out a new beer. And I'm like, let me guess. Does it involve prickly pear?
Prickly pear stout. which, you know,
like most people don't know prickly pear tastes like. Yes, it's fruit striped gum, right? Yeah. It's like, yeah, like where are you going to go with that? Oh, it's winter. You're using prickly pear? What a surprise. Yeah.
Well, I don't think this one's overdone. And, you know, I think that's what I like about this particular variety pack is I think this is definitely, you know, stepping into the people that, you know, are not really looking for a what I call a high flavor profile beer.
Yeah. Sure. So just to recap, we are talking about the Shiner Sunday Funday variety pack. So we had
the light work on other days of the week too.
Yeah, sure. So we had the light blonde ale, we had the Orale Mexican lager, and then the prickly pear fruit beer.
Man, that Orale beer was really felt really good in my mouth.
You know, I knew it was going to happen.
I think they should call this the, we didn't use a lot of grain in this variety pack because these are all super light.
But
beers.
Do you have to?
No, I'm not. It's not an
I'm
going
to call this variety pack, I don't want to take a Pilsner. That's what I would call this variety pack because it's actually the absence of a hop variety that is in this. And, you know, I have family members that they just don't like hops, you know, and I'm all the time, you know, looking for a Hefeweizen or some wheat beer that
My stupid friends drink Bud Light variety pack.
Correct. So. that would work too.
We're going to ease them into craft. What was it? Dogfish Head a few years back that had that summer variety pack that was a cooler. Like you, You like just poured ice. That was so cool.
That one was a good one.
Like it's a portable cooler.
Well, I like this one. I think it's a good solid choice. I think you can take this
to any kind of party.
I agree with Dave. I think this would work in a lot of different places, for sure.
I'm still traumatized by prickly pear, so I'm bumping my rating down one note.
Well, we are.
Anytime Mike rates something high, you have to go with that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. I'm honored by that.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Well, I think we're going to go with a 4.
Yeah.
Is it 4?
Yeah. Sure. This does. Okay.
He's never going to say 4 again the rest of the day.
No. So
that's
no.
the one
we're,
you got.
We're kind of hosed on that.
That's what you pick.
I'm even going to give this the ultimate compliment. I'm actually going to kill all these samples. So.
Whoa.
Nice. Wow.
Well, and the nice thing is you can pair anything with these, right?
Yeah, you could have some burgers.
Good friends, bad friends, ugly friends.
Yeah. So would you give these to your good-looking cousins or?
Well, that's always the good way that I would describe to decide if I like things is, you know, who would I give this to? So
how attractive of one of your cousins?
I would say this is good with people that own boats and in questionable mechanical operating capability. That would be how I would describe the Shiner variety. You know, it's like, well, I got a boat. It runs some of the time. Not right now because you see, well, I hauled up a big old blue catfish last week, and, well, he started to chomp on the prop, and, you know, well, Junior, he didn't know how to get it off her, so.
Oh, wow.
That's how that happens.
Okay. Well, now we're going to move on to the Wiseacre, and theirs is the Lager Life.
Now, Wiseacre is out of Memphis.
Memphis, yes. Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. The greatest aquifer on the face of the planet.
Come for the barbecue, stay for the steak.
I think the beer that they never made there, I'm lost. Where's Bill Street? That's what it should have been named, you know?
Wow. Okay, so.
It's not a happy memory for most people.
Yeah, I agree.
In this group, we have the Sky Dog Premium Lager. This is a 99 calorie lager. And the ABV, sorry.
There was a 99 on there. Was that calories or?
99 calories.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't buy that as a premium lager.
I will tell you that I love this pack. Before we even get into it, I seek this pack out when I'm going to parties for two reasons.
Okay.
One, it's Tennessee local.
Yeah.
Two, it's a great pack of lagers and craft lagers.
Yeah.
And so it is always something just very approachable. I can, you know, bring to a party. I know I'm bringing something good, and it's kind of, you know, it's something that's approachable for most people, especially Mike, like you were saying, you have people that are afraid of hops, you know, like
this is definitely for a lot of that beyond Budweiser crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Is how I would describe this. The thing that I like about this particular choice is having Tiny Bomb in any variety pack. I am totally in. So I consider the Tiny Bomb American Lager from Wiseacre is like one of the top five, you know, standard pilsners for American craft beer.
Yeah.
Those of us that, you know, do beer judging, it's right there in the BJCP guide. It actually is, you
this,
know, one
maybe,
of the examples.
Maybe sure. Like Mama's Little Yellow Pills.
Yep. It is a reference pilsner for sure. So I think that when I look at the things that are in this variety pack, there is the Tiny Bomb and then everything else. But the Helles, I think, is working really well.
Yeah,
I like the whole flight. This totally worked for me.
So, and interesting, the Sky Dog Lager is 4% ABV. The Tiny Bomb is 4.5. The Rice Lager is 4. And the Memphis Sands...
Real sound effect,
but byproduct
is 5.1.
And again, these are all just crushable. I could shotgun all four of these at once.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Sure. And I like the little sense of variety between the Rice Lager for those that maybe want something that's a little, dare I say, trendier, you know, because I've seen some Rice Lagers come around this summer. It seems like it is the summer of Rice Lagers. But overall, like, this goes with anything and everything, right?
So this is hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue, you know.
I was showing up to fish. A poker night the other day, and I was going to grab this pack, and I was so mad because it was on a Saturday night, and, you know, they've only got so much cooler space in the grocery store, and there was a big hole where this pack was supposed to be, and I had to, like, you know, compromise and go with something else, but I really seek this pack out when I'm going to other people's places.
I think you get everybody except the I don't like beer crowd, because you get the Bud Light, the Mick Ultra, you know, and even craft beer people will drink these at a party because there are some very interesting flavors here, you know.
Yeah,
but they don't overwhelm you.
Sure. I mean, you are going to sense a hot presence in these, but it's not overwhelming.
For sure. It's more a matter of, once you've had a beer that has zero hops, you'll go, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Hops is an essential component of making really great beers. But, you know, if you keep them in check, you know,
balance it out.
They're going to balance out, you know, with everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
Which is what has happened here with this, with these, a lot of these lagers.
You know, and I'll tell you another thing too, is like, I hate when I go out to a restaurant or something like that. Like last night, I went out and I had some of the best wings I've had in Nashville. That's a bold statement, but they were just incredible. And I was looking at the wall, and as I was eating these wings, there were two different styles. They had just classic buffalo, and then they had this kind of sweeter, spicy sauce. But I wanted Tiny Bomb so badly.
To go with it, sure.
And I was looking at the wall, and then like my other fallback was also they were out of that, but they didn't even have a handle for Tiny Bomb. And I hate to say it, I mean, it kind of crushes anything that we've got here in market locally that's made, but I mean, it's still a Tennessee beer.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have a lot of great choices in a lot of our local markets with this style of beer, but I have to say, Wiseacre is completely dialed in.
They figured it out.
And this really works. The rice lager is the one that's kind of catching. I haven't had it before, so that one's kind of catching a bit of my attention. And
but in a good way, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All four of these are completely crushable. What do you think about them, Juliana?
I love lager. I mean, this is like the season of lagers, right? And we all just want something that's easygoing. I just like the subtle differences of it. But honestly, the amount of flavor for a 4% beer that we're getting here, like having these four randomly, I couldn't tell the difference between the four and the 5-1 because they're all just so flavorful. And they have these little subtle nuances. But again, I could devour any one of them.
Hmm. Well, it's like, you know, the Sky Dog was like 99 calories. And that's what a lot of those seltzers that people drink or is about 199 calories.
And I would rather drink this over a 99.
The amount of flavor they're still able to push into those beers with low calories is crazy. Like, why would you drink anything else?
Mm. I know, right?
I'm really digging all the way. Yeah, yeah. I'm digging this Helles Lager too. Like, I love a great Helles Lager. And I mean, obviously Wiseacre can do no wrong with lagers, period. But
apparently not, yeah.
No, they can't. And that rice lager is really intriguing to me.
It's not over drying, which I tend to think of most rice lagers are rather drying on the back end and tend to stick out. That Sapporo, you know, style is generally what I think of when people are doing a rice lager. And this is not that. This is way creamier and, you know, fits in really well with the rest of the variety. Yeah, for sure.
Well, it does. And, you know, if you're somebody that's really basic, you're watching your figure, God forbid if you are.
If you're a basic
you're going to.
You're a basic bro or hoe.
Well, right. Then you've got
nice. You should grab some Sprinter, you know, from the Kardashians. Yeah.
But I mean, you've got nice options, right? Because you have two beers in this group that are 4%
Sparky's
ABV.
Sparky's favorite is Black Cherry.
Yeah.
Yes, we shan't speak of that ever again.
But, you know, the tried and true is the Tiny Bomb because all of us have had it multiple times and that's a go-to. But then you get into the rice lager and you're like, oh, this is a little fancy, but it's still very approachable to anybody.
Well, let's rate this up because I have something bigger to talk about.
Okay. Whoa. We are going to rate from Wiseacre the Lager Life Variety Pack a 5.
And yes, I did hold up 5 fingers.
Yes, and 4 of them were his.
That really did not suck.
Oh, boy. Okay, so what would you like to talk about?
Tell us a story, you know, Uncle Mike.
So, you know, it's always this very interesting things that kind of pop up on one of my, it's just kind of like a news feed that I have on my phone. And this one really, I thought was hilarious. So, this is from the Matador Network, and it is from a hilarious map that's actually produced by a group called Size Graph. It's the world's record largest thing, and each state is known for. This is in the United States, so for those of you in Canada, we'll make fun of you later. So if you're looking for another boastful topic for an interstate rivalry debate, for those of you that are trapped in a car for, like, you know, 8 hours, which is what I'm about to do next week, check out this hilarious map from SizeGraph. The site pulled information from the Guinness World Records to share the awards given for the biggest things in each state. Any good guesses?
No.
Biggest ball of twine. Yeah, I know. You were thinking that.
Oh.
So these range from things you could be proud of, like trees, lakes, animals, statues, to world records, such as Florida's claim to fame, which is the largest ball of what? Come on. I know you can get this one.
Biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
It's largest ball of human hair.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is it any kind of human hair? Or is it from a certain spot?
Where's the hair coming from? I know. That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
I bet it's public hair.
So each state... each state, except for Delaware. And the thing that I love about...
Wait, except for Delaware?
Yeah, so I circled this within all of our cast members, and Kendall was the first one to chime in and going, well, is Delaware a real state? I mean, is it big enough to be able to do the biggest of anything? So I thought that was hilarious. So it's... Anyway, so California holds the dubious honor of the largest flock of birds ever to invade a house. I don't know what kind of birds they were. Yeah, I know.
To
invade a house. I would have thought it would have been like blackbirds or robins or some songbird or, or martins, purple martins we have, at least here in the South.
They wet their nests.
Quite a bit.
I bet it was seagulls.
Let's see.
Wait, where was that band Flock of Seagulls from? Were they? No, they weren't.
It was actually thousands of swifts that took over a Pasadena chimney.
Taylor and her family?
I was going to say, I saw a whole concert about that.
Let's see. So then in Indiana is known for its enormous high heel race, which in 2010 saw a staggering 967 participants strut their stuff. So how many ER calls came out of 967 participants?
Since it's Indiana, I'm guessing only three of them were women. Okay. So,
well, there was that one bearded chick. Yeah. So, let's see. Then there is Montana. Meanwhile, celebrates a decidedly different kind of giant. Of course, the land of Big Sky, the world's largest
testicle
festival. That's right, where brave souls
testicle
can
festival
bull's testicles.
I heard
mountain
that,
oysters.
I heard that Florida had the world's largest book burning festival. I hear that's a
well, you know, yes, it's every Tuesday. Ooh, in the county square.
Lovely.
Ooh, wow. Okay, where's Pennsylvania?
We're getting to the point where you can do requests.
Okay.
I'm not there yet. Texas, Texas takes the cake quite literally as a massive diaper cake built in Cedar Park in 2020 using a whopping, guess how many diapers? Go ahead.
What the hell's a diaper cake?
50,000 diapers.
What? Mike, that's kind of crappy.
Wait, 50,000. Oh, is that made for like sextuplets or something?
So Florida's record is a bit more unusual. Holy. Sunshine held the title of the world's human hair. I talked about that one. So even our canine companions got in the action. Cake? Colorado hosted the biggest dog wedding ceremony in 2007.
Dog wedding?
We'll all take right, requests right after the break. To be continued. Destination, but baby, the whole nation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're investigating different summer variety packs, but at the moment,
we're talking
little boy
about
Mike has got story
bigger,
time.
Bigger and better. So,
bigger.
So since we've had a bit of a break, I will take requests. Name any state, and you can help me guess. What is the biggest thing in that state?
Arkansas.
It is going to be a collection of ice cream freezers.
You know, biggest collection of ice cream freezers.
The only thing
freezers.
I can see is like in divorce court, it's like, why are you divorcing Earl? Because he has like 432 freezers.
No. You know how that conversation really went? Was like, ma'am, why do you want 432 ice cream freezers in the divorce settlement? Because he wants them. <That's
right. laughs> I want half of them.
What about Utah?
Right. The land of no alcohol.
Biggest collection of wives.
Yeah. Let's see.
Largest collection of magic underpants.
The largest collection of macaroni and cheese.
That tracks.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you collect macaroni and cheese?
That's as bland as you get there.
It's
I'm here.
There's no dairy cows in the state of Utah. I mean, where do they get the? I don't know.
Wow,
that's government cheese.
Hoarding,
my friend.
Yeah. All that right, must
Dave.
Be hoarding.
How about it? What's your request?
Oh, I already did.
You did Arkansas. Yeah. How about it?
I got to go with my home state of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Uh-oh. Oh, this could be super dangerous. You know, I'm going to just make something up, right? So, let's see. God. So it is the largest collection of bobbleheads.
Wow.
You would have thought it would have been in New York, you know.
Right.
I think bobbleheads actually started at Yankee Stadium.
When I looked at that, are you sure it's the biggest collection of bobbleheads or it's the largest bobblehead?
I don't know.
I thought it was like the largest.
I think it's the largest bobblehead.
Bobblehead, not bobbleheads.
The largest bobblehead. What's that?
I think his name
I'm going to let you guys look that up and send us a note.
I thought Pennsylvania's thing was like the largest underground fire. I feel like that. I think the thing I wonder about these lists
is, you know, do you at a community development meeting, do you come together and go, listen, we need a little better marketing. What are we going to come up with?
This is what's going to put us on the map.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like there's that one guy in the back of the room that got that funny guy that, you know, like looks off to the left.
I got an idea.
You know,
biggest bobblehead ever.
We're going to have the most toilets in any county within a 10-state region.
I think Missouri has the biggest.
We're going to have a toilet in every single room that you're going to walk into.
Isn't Missouri the biggest hot dog cart? Or something like that.
Let's see.
It's something crazy.
Missouri it was hot dog carts.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay. Use this knowledge for good, people.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
A little bit of entertainment, you know what? While you're enjoying a good variety pack.
Since this is the summer, this is about get out and visit America and see these gigantic things.
Do something that will put your town on the map.
Right.
Mm. That's right.
All right, let's drink a beer.
Okay. Yeah. So the third variety pack that we have is from Southern Tier.
Lakewood, New York.
And it's the overpacked IPA variety.
Mm. So, welcome to the land of hops.
Okay, well, they've got five. And this is nice that they went ahead and did five varieties.
A little extra.
Yeah. So they range in the New Haze Hazy Smooth IPA is 6% ABV. The Hoptomic Rush Tropical IPA is 6.5. The IPA is 7. The Double IPA is 8.2. And then the Juice Jolt Extra Juicy is 6.8.
Wow. I really hate the last one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I may have mixed up my particular order, but one of these like tastes like a tropical juice box or something.
That is exactly right. Okay, it's like somebody put Hawaiian.
That is that's got to be juice. You know, that's got to be Juice Jolt.
Okay, it is Juice Jolt. Yeah.
Wow, the aroma on the Juice Jolt is
it reminds me of a tiki drink. Yeah, it reminds me of Hawaiian Punch Fruit Juicy Red.
Do they still make that anymore?
100%
does.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the stuff they had to take off the market because it gave you cancer. No, it was red number 69.
Well, I grew up with that stuff.
My first impression is this really misses the mark. And I think it does. Okay. Because it just, I don't know, it just feels like a knockdown, bourgeois kind of experience for IPAs. I mean, I can think of, you know, at least 20 or 30 other breweries that would just absolutely smoke, you know.
I think this is a very niche party that you would be going to take this.
Yeah, I would say it. I don't, you know, it.
Well, I think you'd be going to like a
it's all over the place. It's all over the place.
And like, then you throw in the juice box thing, you know, to just the Wang event. You know, it's
so
like
sideways.
Yo, Larry, I want you to try this one. Just can I hang on a second? Let me get my phone up, and now I'll record. Go ahead, take a sip. You know,
it's so I think part of this too, Mike, is like when you think about these variety packs, and we've talked about this before. Are they meant to be like a cool way to take a variety of beers, or are they a marketing ploy to just push out a bunch of your stuff that maybe you...
Or to get rid of stuff that's not selling. Just repackage
it. And I think the first two kind of hit the mark of, oh, these are good variety beers, you know. And but I think this one
maybe is kind of niche-y.
Yeah, and I think it's more...
I think I mean, I like to try a variety of IPAs, and there's a brewery here in town. I think a tailgate off the top of my head. It seems like they've always got like 72 IPAs at any given moment, right? I'll just stick with the first two for me, like the single IPA and the double IPA. Like the single IPA is a very traditional malty backbone, you know, pretty well balanced. The double IPA, that's all right.
It's all right.
And then
pedestrian would be the word I would use.
And then the record scratches.
Oh yeah.
We're in uncharted territory, and you know, we go through the haze. And you know, it's interesting. Like, just,
well, I would buy like the Lagunitas variety pack all day long and twice on Sunday over this.
Lagunitas variety pack?
Yeah,
I would
drink
the snot out of that.
Yeah,
I don't know that I've seen one.
I don't know
lately.
If I've seen one either, but I would that like is exciting
sure.
to me because
I don't think
I know
you've
that
seen
they can
it
do
since like 2014,
really well.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that's not currently available.
No, you're
but
fine.
My point is that. I just think that there are much better IPA flights that I've run into than
100%.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. There's some, you know, we know some brewers that do hazies incredibly well, right?
Oh,
And there's some that do like,
I would never
West
take
Coast
this
style.
To a beer geek, you know, gathering whatsoever. I would take this.
When
to,
we start getting the Treehouse Julius variety pack, let me know.
Can we go back to this Juice Jolt thing?
What the heck
is in there?
I don't want to go back.
I think
to
somebody
that.
Just poured a Dole, you know, fruit cup. In,
well, that's
in
what I'm
it,
asking.
You know?
Is there actual juice in this?
I think there's actually Hawaiian punch in there.
Let's rate this one up. We got one bonus one to get to, so I'm gonna give this, you know.
Yeah, we're going to go with a 2. And, you know, okay, so the Shiner, anywhere you would go, anywhere in the U.S., it would be very pleasable, right? Because it's very non-offensive. Light lagers can go with anything. Now, the Wiseacre kind of upped the ante a little bit in terms of flavor, but still very inoffensive, can go with a lot of variety of foods. Anywhere in the U.S., really. You know what I mean? Now, with the Southern Tier, I'm thinking, okay, so this is like New York. IPAs are still very heavily available and predominant in New York, like in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic area, right? Because it's, I mean, we're still kind of juicy IPA-ish.
Yeah.
So are they trying to appease to the masses up there in that neck of the woods? I don't know. I'm just trying to think about it from a geographical standpoint.
I almost think it's more about
Or intent. Do you think they're trying to push out
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I think it's just like, hey, we need to come up with 5 IPAs to cram into this box. Okay. No problem.
That's
yeah.
it.
And I'll tell you, yeah, I mean, it's...
Because the way they even framed it on the box is it's overpacked.
Box.
You know, it's the...
Well, okay, and I get that, but I think they would have done well with just the 4 and leaving the Juice Jolt out of it.
What's in the Juice Jolt? Does it say?
It doesn't say, except that it's tropical flavors.
I would say that it's offensive to everyone except people in Iowa.
Iowa.
Wow.
Sorry.
Banned once again.
There you go.
I will tell you this one other thing about when you're buying these variety packs. Be very careful of buying outdated stuff.
Yeah. Variety packs are a dumping ground for stale beer.
Well, also, in 2 of the stores I went to when I was looking at these things, the BrewDog Winter variety pack was available
2 years ago.
So I'm not going to name names, but there's a distributor here in Nashville that takes all their stale, out-of-date beer, they build these variety boxes for World Market. And World Market, I don't know if this is the case now, but years ago, they used to sell them hand over fist.
Don't give it away, but that's the next Summer Questionable Decisions.
So. And that was their dumping ground. Because people go like, ooh, beer variety pack. Just grab them.
Oh,
and it was
beers
like
of the world.
Two and 3 and 4 years old. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You got to watch out for that because that is...
So let's rate this and talk about the bonus.
We already rated it.
You have not told us what this is.
No.
Let me guess. This tastes like actually a hard seltzer variety pack.
No, it is actually a cider variety pack.
Oh, okay.
And the cider is from Lafayette, Colorado.
Lafayette.
Mm-hmm. And it was founded by two guys from Michigan that met in Denver in 2011 and bonded over Michigan football and a common love of cider.
These are not terrible.
So the cider is stem cider. And we have a hibiscus, 4.3%. We have a real dry, 6.8%.
Yeah, that one is really dry. Yeah.
Okay. And then we have a pear at 5.3%.
And the reason we added this one is because sometimes you go to a party, not everybody is a beer person. Maybe you take something.
Well, and
for the non-beer people.
The thing that I am getting used to navigating is I actually have a close family member that has celiac disease.
Yes.
I mean, and
gluten,
it's a true, it is, it's not like, you know, a fad thing. He really, you know, he really breaks down badly when he has gluten. And so I've gotten a lot better over time at looking at alternative, and I think being a lot more sensitive, you know, to him navigating that in life in general, I don't like him to come to something I'm hosting and he didn't have anything.
Out. Yeah.
We'll say that he is definitely a DuPont fan all the way, which is, you know, rock him. The house.
Yep.
But you know, I think the thing I love about this pack is I think it does a great job of displaying the wide variety of things, you know, in cider profiles. I'm sorry I declared it as a hard seltzer earlier. I should have picked up on that much better. But the thing I like is that this is not like shades of cider. Each one of these is very distinctive, and you're really getting such a good variety.
I will say on the very dry one, like I love dry ciders. It's interesting because it is a dry cider, but it's also very tart. Like typically when I've had dry ciders, it not as tart. And I actually kind of enjoy that too. It kind of really balances well with the dryness.
I like the pear one. I think the sweetness of pear really comes through in it. It's
that's
really
the second
nice.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the cherry one. I don't think it's overdone. Is it cherry or
hibiscus?
Hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes just like cherry.
So there you go. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Go. No, but
it's a tasty, yeah.
Yeah, this is a nice, tasty little pack. And honestly, I think we fail to remember that cider can be good and cider can be brought to a gathering. You know what I mean?
Cider house rules.
Well, you know, so yes. We had a close friend that has been producing great beer for a long time, that a sour beer line, and just kind of jumped into, you know, actually doing, you know,
I haven't had those
ciders
yet.
Yeah, in a very big way. And I guess, you know, when I've talked with other brewers, the thing is they've been chasing the market, which has been, you know, all the rage of hard seltzers. And
seltzers, non-alcoholic.
I think that they are missing out, you know, on a whole group of people that that they were not doing ciders or sizers, you know, to bring out some variety. Because yes, you do get people that walk into a brewery and go, I don't like beer, you know, or I'm allergic to like grains and wheat and everything else, you know, on the free planet, you know. So I do and sometimes, you know, they actually put on, you know, kegged wines, you know, instead, which I understand why they would do that.
I always enjoy ciders. Like, you know, I always have that during Passover for me because we're not supposed to have grains. So I'm always like, well, I can't crack open a beer, but I can kind of technically crack open a cider.
Yeah,
so that's sure. That's when I enjoy them the most.
Well, and if you go to a wine-oriented thing and you want to take something that's not wine, cider's often a really good alternative.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah. Well, I think this stem variety pack has done really well. We're going to rate this a 4. And just as a quick recap, the Wiseacre variety pack, we rated a 5. Sure. Yep. The Shiner. Stem cider and the Shiner, we rated a 4. Yep. And then, sadly, the Southern Tier was...
not
way in the south.
Yeah, was a little less. Okay.
So enjoy your variety.
Yeah.
It's a spice of life.
Yeah, sure. For sure. I like this. You know, this is a good way to embrace. Yeah, there you go. I knew you were going to do that. My goodness.
Well,
$100 fine.
What a great episode. Good old boy, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Come back and enjoy another less than exciting episode. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy, Sparky. Thanks for being here.
Still not wearing pants.
That's good. That's good. We're so proud. Good old boy, Dave.
Does it feel better with cider?
You want to be daddy? Said it. You want to wear the daddy pants?
Maybe he'll wear the daddy pants later. This is Girl Gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
Wait, you know, is there more cider?
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.